the Gospel Message session. Introduction. We want every team member to be able to communicate the Christian gospel. For some, this will involve preaching. Others will simply share it as one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread, as someone has put it. This session considers the content of the gospel, what it is, the communication of the gospel, how to put it across, and the context of that communication, where we are. We include in this manual some gospel outlines, and then some further teaching to help you in presenting the gospel if you're giving a talk. So first of all, content, what the gospel is. Just as an exercise, in pairs, consider what you think are the essential points in an evangelistic sermon. In other words, if they weren't included, it wouldn't be the whole gospel. You might want to divide them in the space below on this page into two lists. Points that have to be included, and other points that may be useful but are not essential. The trainer will then take feedback from pairs and groups, and then bring this together with some presentation material at the end of each section, and the what, the how, and the where. How and where, communication, how to put the gospel across. So in pairs, with somebody else this time, can you think together of any evangelistic talks or sermons you've heard that impacted you? Note down any reasons, apart from the content, as to why you think they were so effective. Write them on the page. The next bit of the exercise is where we are. So still in pairs, discuss in what ways you would expect the message to be adapted in different settings, where you are in location geographically. And as a further exercise, if there is time in this session, you may see a couple of sketches about gospel communication. What's good and what could be better in the examples you see or read on the next page, 27. So the sketches are as follows. Sketch 1, two team members on a doorstep completing the belief questionnaire with someone. So Walker 1, final question. If you could know God personally, would you be interested? Yes, no. Not sure? What do you think? Know God personally? That's a tricky one. I've never thought about it before. I wouldn't have thought it'd be possible, would you? Or what do you think? Yes? No? I'm not sure. Well, to know someone personally, they've got to be a person, and God isn't a person. It's not really possible, is it? I mean, if he doesn't exist, we can't see him, so we can't know him, surely, don't you think? So, that's a no, then. Well, I suppose so, because it's not possible, I'd have thought. Well, thanks for your time. Glad to have met you. Bye. The second sketch, we've got two team members standing on a pavement. A passerby stops to talk to them. The passerby says, excuse me, I've been seeing all these people in sweatshirts around town this week. Who are you? What's going on? Oh, we're part of a mission called Walk West Dorset. So as a sponsored walk, what are you collecting for? No, we're not getting sponsored. We're Christians from all over the country working with local churches here. We're doing what Jesus told the disciples to do, to go get out and meet people and take his news to them. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is the one who changes lives. He's changed us, and we want to share what we've got with others. One thing we're doing is offering this booklet to anyone interested. It's called Knowing God Personally. Well, I'm not really religious, so I wouldn't be interested, would I? Well, we're not religious either. We're not followers of a religion, but followers of a person. That's Jesus. It was religious people who had him crucified 2,000 years ago. Oh, I can't see what that's going to do with me. Jesus rose from the dead and is alive today. It says in the Bible, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and eat with them, and they with me. So he wants to come into your life, to be part of it, to guide you and help you and watch over you in everything you do. Well, sounds a bit weird to me. I'd love to stay and chat, but I'm on my way to pick up some medicines from my wife, so I've got to dash. Good luck with your walk. So then we get some feedback in an open forum on what was good about this evangelism and what wasn't. So, the gospel outlines, and these details aren't included in the training session on the Saturday, but let's go through it anyway. In all preaching and speaking evangelistically, what matters most is not the content of what you'll be saying, nor your eloquence in putting it across. God alone does the converting of anyone. His work alone is what counts. That's why prayer is the key element in your preparation. But it's equally true that his work is most evident when you, the speaker, have done your work. God honours the one who's given their very best before getting up to speak, as opposed to the one who's trying to wing it. Here are some outlines to help you prepare evangelistic talks. The models have been kept as simple as possible to make them easier to remember. Now, number one, the one-verse gospel, Acts 16:31. And that says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." This is an act of faith. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. So, what is faith? It's not just saying you believe, it's an act of will, of trust, of surrender, of commitment. For example, Blondin, the great tightrope walker, offered to carry a man over Niagara Falls. The man said he believed it was possible, but he wasn't going to sit in the wheelbarrow. Next one is the object of faith, the Lord Jesus. So to whom do we trust ourselves? To Jesus, a human being. His name means Saviour. The Lord, this is the divine title, for he was God's Son. And we can illustrate this by talking about his uniqueness, his miracles, the resurrection, and so on. Finally, because he is God and man, he can bring us together with God. So we can explain how he did this by dealing with sin on the cross. And the third outline, the outcome of faith, and you will be saved. What does it mean to be saved? Explain that. And it says now, forgiveness of sins and clear conscience, friendship with God, becoming a member of God's family, receiving his Spirit to enable us to be different. Then we go to heaven and not hell. We can be made perfect. We can see God face to face. Eternal life embraces both the now and then. This outline begins with a matter of a decision. You need to return to this at the end and ask for a response to take that step of commitment. Now, that was page 28. I'm going to leave out page 29 because it's not in the Sunday training presentation. Neither is 30, nor 31, nor 32. So I'm going to stop there and see what it says on the PowerPoint notes.